Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Music and activism often go hand in hand. Songs have been used to protest wars or share the latest news or stories of rebel leaders. Corridos, narrative Spanish language ballads, go back to the 18th century. These traditions continue today with ties to traditional and more modern techniques. Corridos play a large role in the repertoire of Los Inocentes, a guitar quartet that was a cornerstone of San Antonio's cultural and musical activist scene from the mid-1990s to the mid-2010s. Los Inocentes was a family affair started by husband and wife George and Dr. Maria Centella. Today we're talking with three generations of the Centella family who are keeping music and advocacy alive in a refreshed version of Los Inocentes. Joining us are Maria Centella, a cultural and social anthropologist and ethnomusicological researcher. Her daughter, Binisa Centella, is a folklorist who writes and researches music from Latin America and Texas. And we're also joined by Binisa's 15-year-old son and newest member of Los Inocentes, Jonathan Whitwer Centella. Maria Centella talks more about the founding of the quartet.
We founded the group in 1994, actually, when the kids of our family, my husband, George, and myself, my husband was a musician also, so we moved to Austin so I could finish the PhD in Austin. The kids, we have moved from Laredo, Texas, to Austin. So for them, it was a big change in those years, early 1990s. They were losing Spanish. So they needed something to retain the Spanish and the culture in Austin. So my husband and I decided to teach them the history and the culture and the music, the Mexican music, the folkloric music, which he knew a lot about, that he was a guitarist too. So they loved it. They immediately learned to play guitars. They were at the end of elementary and the beginning of high school. And we continued working as a family together in that project, because I was always doing the folk research of each song, and they started singing like the corrido de Gregorio Cortez and all these Mexican-American corridos. So they love the corridos. They started how the corridos, the structure of the corridos, everything related to the structure of a corrido, how it starts, how it ends. So they were good at that, and they started composing music, especially Binisa. She loved to compose lyrics and music. And also, my oldest daughter liked to compose. And George was an excellent guitarist and an accordion player. So they combined the guitars with other instruments and always composing their songs and specializing in folkloric music.
Well, Binisa, I'd like to hear your view. You were a member of Los Inocentes, as Maria has mentioned. And so what was your experience in the group?
My experience, I think, was very formative. Going from a place like Laredo, Texas, where, you know, the culture is very different. You know, all my friends spoke Spanish. We went back and forth switching. We didn't even know that that's what we were doing. And you kind of, like, relocate to another environment where it's very different. And it was kind of like a cultural shock for me, going from that environment. My first two languages, and even my children, I have two kiddos. They ask me, "Well, Mom, which one was your first language?" And I'm like, I'm like, both are my first languages. I can't say it was either English. I can't say it was Spanish. Both were my first languages. And of course, you know, moving to Austin was different. Also, there's not many Spanish speakers in my school. Everything was in English. Of all my siblings, I had a Laredoan accent. It was me. And I became embarrassed of that. You know, my parents, they're two, like, Mexican-American intellectuals, and they saw their children are, like, losing Spanish, and that for them was really important, that we maintained the culture. My dad began introducing us through the music. He and my mom, very suited to each other. They loved the culture. My name is Binisa. and that is a Zapotec name. It means sea breeze. So they were very intentional about maintaining our roots, even in our name. And when you name someone, it means and it signifies something, and it gives them an identity, and it gives them a root. And so even in my name, my whole identity is there. It means sea breeze. It's in the Zapotec language. It's a Mesoamerican, one of the Mesoamerican ancient cultures. It was through the music that they would kind of just like maintain the language. It was easy for us to transition to the music and connect to the language in that way. And even from before, I would remember, like, we would wake up to El Corrido de Joaquín Murrieta because my dad would always play music. Murrieta dice una cosa. And it was part of my childhood. We were a very musical household. And so I would wake up listening to corridos. I would wake up listening, you know, to classical music, Mozart, very well-rounded. My dad loved, like, the old country westerns. So I would listen to Hank Williams. And so it was, like, very diversified. My brother and I were the main vocalists. And so I started playing the guitar very spontaneously. I just kind of knew how to play. You know, it for me, I became confident. I was okay to be in a crowd, like in front of people, singing, talking. Finally, when we moved back to San Antonio, I started really becoming interested in the corridos. I found it very poetic. I studied the structure and the syllables and everything. The first corrido I actually wrote, I was very impacted by what had happened because the person was about my age. I don't know if you remember, was Ezequiel Hernandez.
And he was the young boy who was killed on the border.
Yeah, yeah. Año de 1997 ocurrió. Fue muerto Ezequiel Hernández. Un marín lo asesinó. 18 años tenía cuando el marín disparó. Un martes 20 de mayo por la espalda le pegó. And I was the same age, and I was in my home, and I remember, like, we were reading the newspaper. And so the way I channeled, because I was grieving for somebody I didn't know, because it really resonated to me, I think because of my border experience. And I wrote a corrido about it, so that was my first corrido, and it came out really good. We did a lot of the cultural music. It resonated with the audience of that time. We were very aware, even at that young age, that it was a form of activism, like cultural activism. Even just singing meant something to somebody, and it resonated with them. And then I remember we were like, we played at this little restaurant, and we played like the hardcore corridos. So we bought these combat boots, these nice leather combat boots. So there we were singing in this restaurant with combat boots, these young, like, Mexican kids singing corridos, and people just loved it. And we understood what we were singing, despite some people thought we were very young. And it's like, why are you singing corridos?
Well, Jonathan, you are now the newest member of Los Inocentes.
Yes.
And you've taken up the reins. Did you make a conscious decision to be a part of this group as part of its resurrection? How was it that you were sort of incorporated back into Los Inocentes?
Well, it kind of just sort of happened, right? I just remember growing up listening to various musics, right? My mother, her being a musician, she just opened the door for me to also become a musician as well, right? And I started to learn the piano at the age of 10 months. And we actually have a picture of me sitting at the piano. They were my grandmother. She was holding me up towards the piano so I could touch the keys and get a feel, right? And so from there, I started to begin my musical journey. What's funny is I just remember my mother telling me when I was in her womb, she actually played John Lennon's Imagine. And she would play that very often next to the belly. And I guess I would just listen, right? Or so I hear. And I guess by just listening to a lot of music while in the womb. A musician came out, so it's just...
That was the only song he slept to.
But anyhow, I just became immersed in the musical journey. Over the years, I became more and more aware of the group. I just remember my mother and her two siblings, they were all playing at Mission Concepcion, and they were all wearing very nice vestments, pink and yellow, almost folkloric vestments, I suppose. I just remember them playing in the missions and hearing the reverberation of the instruments as they played and sang. And so because I witnessed and because I saw them perform on multiple occasions, I subconsciously became aware, right? And as I continue forth with my musical journey and seeing them parallel with mine, as I'm starting up, I was just starting to see that musical correlation, right? And so eventually, I suppose I wanted to be a part of that group in a way, as I kind of connected with my generational roots as, you know, part of this family. And so anyway, between 2020 and onward, right, I occasionally would play with my mother, and my grandmother would also be present with her presentations as well. And we'd live stream the cultures and the explanation of whatever historical context that we will be presenting about, right? And I would join in on the piano, sometimes clarinet. And I started to really resonate with Los Inocentes as a group. And now we were able to digitize one of their albums. It was the Not Guilty album, right? And it's such a pivotal album because it talks about many of the issues and also promotes awareness, right, to the activism, right? It's important to making change and also understanding the histories of those who came before us and how they lived their lives and how they made an impact for us and how we can also make an impact with each other, whatever it may be. And also relating to the Hispanic culture, the Mexican culture, our culture, right?
Jonathan Whitworth Centella is a 15-year-old high school sophomore, a multi-instrumentalist, and is the newest member of Los Inocentes. His mother, Benisa Centella, is a founding member of Los Inocentes, and we're also talking with her mother, Maria Centella, Los Inocentes matriarch. When we come back, the inaugural Cesar Chavez March in San Antonio in 1997 sparked Benisa to create music in honor of the late civil rights icon.
For me, to express everything that I was seeing was really through the art form. And it was like my canvas. The corrido was my canvas.
Our conversation continues next on Fronteras.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp carrier dedicated to handling claims proactively and a commitment to helping injured employees and workers' comp policyholders get back to business. TexasMutual.com/claims.
Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. The legacy of labor rights icon Cesar Chavez was honored in San Antonio last month with a march that drew thousands. Chavez was a labor organizer, an activist, and a champion of nonviolent resistance. La causa, the cause, was about expanding rights for agricultural workers and allowing these workers to unionize. Chavez's efforts and those of others involved in the movement inspired young and old across the racial divides. Chavez died unexpectedly in 1993. The first Cesar Chavez March in San Antonio took place 4 years later. Some of the people involved with organizing that first march were Los Inocentes, a group active in the city's musical and cultural scene. Today we're talking with three generations of the Centella family who are keeping music and advocacy alive. Cultural and social anthropologist Maria Centella, folklorist Benisa Centella, and 15-year-old multi-instrumentalist Jonathan Whitworth Centella. Maria Centella says Chavez's untimely death in 1993 led Los Inocentes to join the movement to recognize him with a street name, a march, and a holiday that recognizes his birthday on March 31st.
So it was really the formation of that movement. So we participated in the first march. They knew that the group were singing songs and corridos. So they said, where's the corrido for Cesar Chavez? So they immediately composed the corrido. And in the second march, they started singing the corrido and La Temporada for the movement.
Vienen y se van y regresan por la temporada y trabajando de sol a sol.
So that's how the Los Inocentes in every march, they came singing at the front of the march, and they were able to meet Arturo Rodriguez, who was the president of the United Farm Workers at that time. And also they met Richard Chavez, the brother of Cesar Chavez. And Dolores Huerta, when she was also the Grand Marshal, they spoke with Dolores, and she composed the corrido for Dolores Huerta. So it was a very good time for growing this advocacy and understanding the movement and fighting for, you know, the struggle at that time. It really was for the working class, for the benefits, for rights. The movement was able to get the street in 2011. It was long, almost 15 years to get the name changed. So we were very active during that time. That's how we came to participate in the Cesar Chavez March.
Well, we brought up the corrido for Cesar Chavez. Benisa, can you maybe give us a little bit of a background about that piece?
So as my mom was saying, it was 1997 was the first march. From my perspective, I was 16 turning 17. I remember, having these conversations at home about who Cesar Chavez is, why he was like so critical for the movement. And in 1993, when he passed, we were playing our corridos. I think the fact that we were young, the fact that we were interested in these subject matters and that it was important to us, and that we were playing this music that, you know, they had listened to in their own youth, I think that really resonated with the elders. And so I remember marching that first march. It was my first, like, march in that way. It was very exciting seeing all these people gathered with their banners and just kind of coming together for a same cause. So there we are marching. And, of course, I had learned a little bit about Cesar Chavez back when we were in Austin. And then just kind of seeing how it was all coming together, for me to express everything that I was seeing was really through the art form. And it was like my canvas. The corrido was my canvas. And so I could put it together. So, of course, I did the research. And then I just loved building the lyrics, telling a story, because corridos is about telling a story. And so seeing what was happening in front of me with all these people who were so invested in their community, who were trying to make a difference. And so come 1998, I really wanted to have a corrido to be able to sing it with my brother and my sisters, and to be able to leave that legacy.
Tengo un dolor en el alma de un triste acontecimiento que un día 23 de abril en un hotel de Arizona falleció Don César Chávez, que era muy buena persona.
At that time, you know, I don't think it in those terms, but it was to leave something behind, a little bit of myself and my participation there. And so come 1998, I was all of 18 years old. There we were marching, my siblings and I, and we believed in what we were doing. That was, I think, one of the most important things. You know, we believed in the causa. We believed in marching with the people that were there, with our elders who were leading the cause, making it happen. Over the years, it grew, and over the years, we grew up. And so, for me, it was kind of putting a little bit of myself in that movement, in what everybody else was doing. It was what I could give, and what I could offer was my art.
Vinisa Centella is a folklorist specializing in music from Mexico, Spain, and Texas. We also spoke today with Dr. Maria Centella, a cultural and social anthropologist and ethnomusicological researcher. And we were joined by Jonathan Whitworth Centella, a 15-year-old student at San Antonio's Antonian Preparatory High School. Jonathan is the newest member of Los Inocentes, a San Antonio-based group with a focus on traditional Mexican and South Texan music, culture, and advocacy. Jonathan's mother, Benisa Centella, is one of the founding members of Los Inocentes. Her mother, Maria, contributes historical context to their songs and corridos. The four teenage Centella siblings that made up the original Los Inocentes recorded an album in 1998 called Not Guilty. It includes two songs written by Benisa for Cesar Chavez, the Corrido de Cesar Chavez and La Temporada. We have links to them at tpr.org. Benisa and her son Jonathan performed the Corrido de Cesar Chavez in our studio, and that's how we'll close out the show. You'll also find video of that performance at tpr.org. Thanks for joining us today for Fronteras. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Marianne Navarro. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.
Tengo un dolor en el alma de un triste acontecimiento. Que un día 23 de abril, en un lugar de Arizona, falleció don César Chávez, que era muy buena persona.